mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we're now about 25 seconds into this third hour. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, I want to get into this Rolling Stone piece about peak oil, which is just a complete fraud. And I've studied it. I've looked at it for the last few years now. I am declaring war on the peak oil crowd. I'm going to expose them. I'm going to have all the guests on. I can see their plan as clear as day. It's crystal. So I'm going to spend some time on that also, Terry Schiavo Schindler. We're going to get into some of the police state news. For the next 20 minutes or so, Bill Sardi, health journalist, writes for major publications, been researching this stuff for 20 years. You've got to go to his website, BillSardi.com. We've been talking about the epidemiologists, the top ones in the world, saying, hey, you take these flu shots, you have a much higher chance, direct correlation to Alzheimer's, because of all the horrible things that are in it, and it doesn't even protect you from the flu. And then now the World Health Organization's out fear-mongering about mega flus, and governments are out there manipulating the strains. And they have this world population agenda. We've got to face this is going on. Right now, let's go back to calls. You're on the air with Bill Sardi, Brett. And Brett, where are you calling us from?
From Manhattan, Kansas, at Kansas State University.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Admired your work for quite a while now, Alex. Got two questions for you. Lee Hamilton, vice chair of the 9/11 Commission, is going to be speaking here at K-State tomorrow. And my first question is in regard to him. If you had to ask him one question, what would you ask him, Alex?
Well, number one, they first tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of the 9/11 Commission, so
right,
that shows
right.
What a fraud it is. They said at the beginning of the commission they weren't going to assign guilt. I would ask him, why didn't you call Larry Silverstein to the stand, the owner of the WTC Centers, to ask why he said on PBS that he blew the buildings up? I'd also ask him about the 911 war game drills that made NORAD stand down. I'd bring up why were public officials, I would ask why Mayor Willie Brown and a bunch of other public officials were warned not to fly to New York specifically the day before. I'd ask him why the bin Ladens were flown out of the country. Any comments on that, Bill? I know it's a different subject.
Well, it isn't a different subject in a way, because we do know from your work that they did drill on the streets of New York a couple of years prior to 9/11 as if something like this was going to occur. It seems like what they practice, what they have war games for, becomes reality.
Those are simulations of what they do. Yeah.
We're saying the same thing with this viral pandemic that they're predicting. They've been practicing this. The CDC has been conducting something called viral war games for a few years. We are desperately concerned. This is scary. What are they doing? And if you didn't hear it at the top of the hour, they found a human mutated influenza virus inside a pig in South Korea. How did it get there? It had to be inserted by somebody intentionally, and could it be the mutated virus that would sweep the globe and kill millions, if not billions? It could be, and we have very little protection. Now, we've got to give an answer to your audience. It's survivalvitamins.com, www.survivalvitamins.com. Download the free 11-page guide. It tells you how to protect you and your family, the immunity, the stuff that you can get, everything from fresh garlic, all the way up to oil of oregano, some of these natural antibiotics, antivirals. You may not know about them because you're not familiar with them. Doesn't mean they don't work. Prepare, arm your family, regardless of this, because viruses run around anyway. Protect your family, especially if they're little ones or retirees in the home.
Take the Black Plague, that's a bacteria. They told people to survive, and the people that did ate lots of garlic.
It's a poor man's penicillin, but oddly enough, in 9/11, when they had the anthrax outbreak, I was, of all things, on the Howard Stern show saying, you know, I have the data in my hand showing that fresh garlic kills anthrax. The next day, NBC News was holding up some bottles of garlic and oil of oregano and saying, this stuff does not kill anthrax. So, you know, they really were quick with their response. I have the data in my hand.
Hey, well, let's talk about it. I want to talk about this new supposed mutated HIV virus, too. We'll be right back.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I love warning people. I mean, I've got all these UN and World Health Organization documents, Henry Kissinger declassified documents. We're talking National Security Archives, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, these big vaccine foundations, where they go and meet and say we've got to get rid of 80% of the population. We've got to cull the population. I have stuff from the 60s. Where the Australian government was talking about putting stuff in food and then giving it to Asia for free to sterilize them. They've caught vaccine makers putting hormones in vaccines in Africa and Asia that then sterilize the women. I mean, these are the groups then that magically are discovering all these engineered things, and it's going to get you, and we've got some shots that will help you. And then you look at the shots, the inoculations, they don't help you. In fact, they hurt you. A lot of evidence shows they're actually spreading the supposed diseases they're fighting, and it's major scientists, major institutions coming out and saying this, and Nobel Prize winners, but it's never on the nightly news. We're talking to Bill Sardi, who, a very prominent health journalist, goes on all over radio, TV, print, website, BillSardi.com. Bill, we've been talking about flu and how the government's saying, brace for it, it's going to kill millions, we have to take all your rights away. You know, only global government can save you. But what about this new mutated strain, supposedly an HIV in New York, that they were fear-mongering with? There's a lot of evidence that HIV was originally delivered as part of some inoculations in New York. We've got the documents where the government developed something very similar, if not identical. What do you think about this latest thing? Just more fear-mongering?
Well, we've only seen it in one person. All of a sudden, it's more fear being created about one case. Now, I don't know how that got into the news media so big unless it just seemed to be creating an edginess in the population so that we'll line up for any therapy that they offer. Let's send you to the internment camp, quarantine camp, to keep you from disease. Anybody who resists, anybody who refuses a shot is threatening the rest of us, so we'll all be pointing fingers and saying, oh, you don't want your shots? Oh, well, maybe you should go to that quarantine camp. We don't want to get it from you. So, you see, and we'll all be turned against each other in a panic situation. I don't care who we are. Government is never going to have enough resources to get you medicines or vaccines in a timely way. You need to have them in your home. You need to have stuff that does not cause antibiotic resistance like their own drugs are doing. Eventually, we're going to have to all rely on the garlic, oregano, what have you, because these things don't cause antibiotic resistance and the drugs do in regards to bacterial infection. So you can learn about this. It's all free, no commercials. SurvivalVitamins.com will give you an 11-page guide, and it'll tell you how to do it with good references and everything there. And we're trying to tell people health starts at home. Get armed. Stop relying on the government.
Well, Bill, I mean, terrorism is perfect because it can never be defeated. It's this foggy, spooky, smoky thing. Give up your rights. We'll take care of you. All the buddies of the government get to go get all the no-bid contracts and literally make trillions of dollars in the aggregate long run. And then even better than the threat of the boogeyman Al-Qaeda that nobody can catch, on top of Al-Qaeda, this bio threat is even better because it can never be defeated and the government can save us.
And we can manipulate the virus, release it, we say by accident or by intention, and then blame it on some terrorist, which it appears what they're doing right now. The terrorists don't have any mechanisms or sophistication scientifically to do this. And even if they did, they'd be wiping out their own homeland, their own
plan. Well, here's an example. You're right, because it'll hurt the third world worse. What was it? Back in 1999, they had the foot and mouth that looked like it was beefed up, weaponized. But it only killed a few hundred cows and sheep, but they killed 4 million cows and 8 million sheep, quarantined, destroyed everybody's herds, then wouldn't let them restock for environmental reasons. And then it came out, Sky Television News and the BBC, but I've been interviewed in Britain probably 50 times. The average Brit isn't even aware of this. It was in their news that the government, quote, released it from Portendown Bioweapons Lab. Again, Bill.
Well, why is Britain on such a high alert, buying millions of dollars of drugs, trying to put up a whole program like it's aimed at them, while the rest of the world in developed countries, I wouldn't say they're not on guard, but they're practically yawning next to Britain? What is this whole thing all about?
Well, it takes almost a year to get your dog into England. They've got a population that'll go along with quarantining.
It's just, we are concerned about government manipulation of these things. They are politicians and otherwise world forces. We're concerned about the motives of the World Health Organization involved in population control. At the same time, they're involved in limiting the amount of vitamins we get in our vitamin pills, which would help our immunity. And they're involved, of course, in giving us...
It's obvious what they're doing. Look, feudalism and serfdom was the science of the nobility of putting the population on tiny pieces of land at near starvation levels as a mode of control. And these are the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, the same families, the same people, and they want us dumbed down on Ritalin and Prozac, eating garbage food, in being injected by whatever they want to put in us.
Well, there's some stuff going around the Internet saying this Codex Alimentarius, if you're not familiar with it, this restrictions on vitamin supplements, has nothing, it doesn't apply to U.S. law. My friends, my my dear friends.
I've watched Congress. It's an international treaty like NAFTA and GATT and everything else.
What they're going to do is widely publicize that too much of vitamin A, B, C, D, whatever it is bad for you, and you're going to get so scared of vitamins, going to spit them out of your mouth. And that's the whole power. You don't need any laws. You can just scare people. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have these terrible attacks of diarrhea from vitamin C. And so, you know, with no dead bodies to show for it, what are we protecting the public from? There's no major side effects from these
dietary. Well, they're protecting people from self-medicating instead of going to the drug companies.
Well, you've kind of got that one right. And so the questions need to be asked by the public. The public is, you know, regardless, I trust my doctor. It's un-American. I would get the shots if my government told me. There's a certain segment of our population that believes this, and as long as they do, we're going to have a terrible, disjointed country. You know, somehow it's un-American now to express dissent. Wasn't that what the Constitution was about?
Well, they arrest people who have an anti-Bush sign. And people can have pro-Bush signs right next to him. And I'm not a Democrat, folks. They arrest Christians in Pennsylvania for protesting on the street peaceably and try to put them in prison.
Well,
I've got the article here of the Indianapolis Star where the guy complained at a bank, didn't threaten anybody, and they arrested him as a terrorist.
We have the video news releases, which now are going to become the things about the next flu virus.
Yeah, the fake newscast.
The fake newscast looking like they come from NBC when they come from the White House. But, you see, this is propaganda, but the point is...
But let's just trust our government. I mean, they said that people that have road almanacs in their cars may be terrorists.
But
wearing wristwatch may be terrorists.
We go along with this because, quote, it's our guy in there. But wait a minute. You're setting a precedent. What happens when it isn't our guy? When maybe he's a despot of some kind? You see, we should never allow these things to happen in the first place.
Yeah, well, Bush is a puppet, and what's happening is despotic.
You know, so what? You know, as long as we're looking the other way, we think it's okay, and we used to have a check and balance government. The guy that was supposed to check up on the executive branch, the president, was the FBI. Guess who runs the FBI now? The president. It was moved from the judicial to the executive. People don't even catch on. We don't have checks and balances in our government anymore. It's all been undone. We don't have the Constitution
but we've got to do that to fight Al Qaeda.
Well, you're kind of getting... You know, let's just consolidate all of
let's just put a chip in everybody to make all the houses transparent, but leave the border wide open while we do it, and then we'll be safe. I was going to go to Ron, but he just hung up. Let's talk to James in New Jersey. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex.
Hello.
But earlier in the program, you had a call about Bobby Fischer talking about the New World
Fox
Order.
Yeah, Fox News saying the New World Order, yeah.
Yeah, what had happened was he has been making anti-American statements for years, and the reporters asked...
Well, how is it anti-American to say America's a police state? So it's anti-American to say crooks run our government?
Well, wait. Well, okay, that's part of it. But anyway,
let's say if I was an Iraqi and I said Saddam Hussein was bad, that wouldn't mean I was anti-Iraq.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Wait a minute. I don't say they're anti-American.
No, I understand. But the news is saying.
Okay, I used language imprecisely.
Well, that's
right.
Okay. But go ahead.
The reporters asked him if he would be quiet, keep his mouth shut, now that Iceland had voted to give him refuge. And he said, I grew up with the concept of freedom of speech. I can't adjust to the new order, the new world order, and any laugh. Now, the funny thing about Fisher's case, because you just mentioned the United Nations, he didn't actually violate any United States laws.
He violated the Security Council resolution by playing a chess game.
Exactly. He violated...
Folks, there's your global government. Look, let me stop you. They're arresting American citizens in America for books they write that violate German law. This is global government. I'll tell you what, stay there. I just want to hold our guest one more segment because I want to get everybody else that's holding for him. But you can finish up what you want to say here in a second, James. Any comments on that? I guess that proves your point about this Codex Alimentarius.
Listen, this proves it all right down the line because we're being told, just don't worry, government is in charge. The United Nations and the World Health Organization are going to set restrictions on these dietary supplements.
But you know Bin Laden plays chess.
But they don't apply to us. What do you mean they don't apply to us? It's going to be all over the newspapers. We're going to be so frightened of vitamins, we're never going to take another one again. You don't need
a Bobby Fischer plays chess and Al-Qaeda plays chess. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Now, some of the things Bobby Fischer has said, I don't agree with, but he has a right to say them. Oh, no, we're going to send the IRS after his bank accounts, and we're going to arrest him, and he's a terrorist. And I mean, folks, it'll be you tomorrow. And that's what they're doing. We're talking to Bill Sardi, BillSardi.com, a health journalist, and really telling it like it is, backing it up with the data. We got so many phone calls here, we'll never have time to get to all of them with our guests. But let's talk to Randy in Florida, then Regina and others. Randy, go ahead.
This is what American gets for clinging to the so desperately and fervently to the corrupt to the core two-party system. You know, and Terry and her family are paying an awful price for this.
Yeah, I read today she's got blood pouring out of her eyes and she's cracking.
Oh, but no, but Michael's attorney says she's just peaceful and calm and serene. Why does she need morphine if she's not in any pain? You know, people need to contact Congress and tell them to enforce their Chavo subpoenas.
Hey, listen, I heard USA Radio Network Friday say, we don't want to give her water because that might hurt her. Since she's been this dehydrated, giving her water might make her uncomfortable. We're doing the kind thing. That's how sick and twisted these medical people have gotten. And they don't give the Hippocratic Oath anymore, do they, Bill?
Well, you know, they wouldn't. You notice how the state's in control of your life now. If somebody wanted to come in with $5 million and say they'll take care of her, I'm sorry, the state is not going to allow it. That's the issue here. Is the state going to decide when you and your loved ones, how long they're going to live? And so I know they're paying the bill because we gave all the authority to them and gave them all our money. But the question is on the table here for discussion in public ground. Are we going to let the state decide how long we're going to live? And so, you know, these issues and the bleeding and everything, this is an overt sign of scurvy. They haven't given her any vitamin C, let alone the water. So this is terrible.
No, you're right. The collagen breaks down.
Well, this is exactly what happens to sailors in the past when they had the scurvy. And by the way, we have overt signs of scurvy every day. We never realize it, that the easy skin bruising and aneurysms and all kinds of things we do and we don't tell the public.
I mean, the tissue's made up. Vitamin C it's what creates the strength in the tissue. And you're right. I've talked to heart doctors here on the show, and they say that the arteries just get brutal, weak because there's not enough vitamin C.
Well, we've got 500,000 heart attacks that are the sudden death variety, drop dead heart attacks. Having a low cholesterol number won't fix them. Most of those are low to normal cholesterol.
They don't tell women to have beautiful skin to take mega vitamin C, folks. That's what makes up your collagen.
If you'll get enough vitamin C, you'll prevent that kind of heart attack. And that we're trying to get that message to people. AskBillSardi.com. You can get the free reports on this. But we're not selling anything. We're just trying to give it away. So,
yeah.
I think people need to kind of wake up and say, look, I'll get this information, I'll read it over briefly, and then I'll hand it to one other person.
I want you to plug your books real quick, and then I want to talk to Regina in Pennsylvania, last caller for you, Bill. Plug your books real fast.
Well, AskBillSardi.com, you can get to all the books and all the other stuff. The big thing I try to do is give stuff away for free.
No, I mean, your site has got answers just to hundreds of things.
From autism all the way to blood pressure on through.
And listen, I've been studying all this and having experts on. I've been clicking on a lot of things you've said, a lot of your little advisements. It's all spot on, folks. So.
Most people want it verbal. A few people want to check their references. Fine, you can connect to the books and order them. If we pander books, people think that's our motive. Our motive is to get good information to people.
Hey, nothing wrong, though, with people putting out good info making money.
Nothing wrong.
We've got to create our own economy. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Yes, in regards to this, I understand will be sold as a trade avenue for being able to get countries to trade between one another in compliance to certain rules. So I give no alliance or credence to any congressman that would tie into this and to say that Mr. Bush, he is a puppet to the United States.
Talking about Codex Alimentarius?
Right, exactly. So it'll be set up as a trade. So think about all the so-called pro-life, pro-family congressmen that say that they're pro-life, but yet they'll allow Bush to put us into UNESCO. UNESCO takes $60 million of our tax dollars every year. So that's really what's driving all of this. Terry Schiavo promoted, Julian Husky promoted eugenics, the science of creating better people through genetic manipulation.
Well, it's simple. They don't want to pay for all these old people, so the government's setting the precedent to get rid of them. And that's why they love giving them these flu shots. That gets rid of them too, Bill.
Well, go to my website. You'll see we actually have technologies to help people live far longer than they can now, and there's no impetus behind them. The government says they do not want to push the human lifespan beyond.
It's real simple. Good vitamins, good minerals, clean water. Wow. What an original idea.
They don't want to push the human lifespan, as they say it, beyond what God intended. Wait a minute. Noah lived 950 years. Come on now. Don't put God in here.
Hey, Regina, stay there. I'll talk to you after the break. Listen, Bill Sardi, I want to thank you for coming on. It was riveting, and God bless you, my friend.
Thank you now.
Vaya con Dios. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans, your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
And I'm going to do an abbreviated form of it, but sometime this week I'm going to spend about 2 hours, I may not even take calls, on peak oil and what's behind it, and perhaps create a transcript of the verbal analysis I engage in and put it out on the web, and I'm going to start having more guests on, pro and con. But, I mean, you can see what the peak oil movement is doing from a mile away. It is a total fraud, and it's the same old agenda repackaged again. Feudalism, total control. So I'll talk about that here in a few minutes. There's some other news I wanted to cover. Let's let Regina in Pennsylvania finish up what she was saying. Regina, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to mention, if you'd allow me, Alex, that because this is very important, this codex, it is going down, and there basically is a real threat here, and it's not anything but a total control, like you said, and I'm not going to be, you know, I don't care that this man may be Bud Bush, but the next leader, but this leader is a problem right now, Mr. Bush, because he's tying us all into this, and Terry Schiavo's example is basic of what Mr. Bush allows to happen in this country. So,
okay, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, there's going to be a conference in Pittsburgh, if I could mention this, because we got people that are listening.
Yes, you can mention it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Saturday, April 23rd, 2005, 8:30 to a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call for tickets at 412-221-5562. Dr. Dennis Courtney, who has a local health talk show, has gotten a hold and wind that Codex Alimentarius may affect, drastically our ability to get our supplements and get them freely, and he is trying to get a opening up to this and call our congressmen and senators into this. And as far as I'm concerned, if they ignore this, that they can do nothing, then they basically need to lose funding from all of us in any.
Yeah, it's all part of the global government. Thanks for the call,
Thank
Regina.
You.
I appreciate it. I'll go to your calls, but here in a few minutes, I need to talk about this. And it's so complex, but at the same time, so simple in many respects. Last night, I sat up late thinking about peak oil and reading this disgusting Rolling Stone article written by James Kunstler. And this individual, just every line, every paragraph is mixed with truths, half-truths, untruths, just classical propaganda. So I guess before I talk about peak oil, it's better to just restate the real political paradigm in the world today. It is not left-wing or right-wing. They confuse us by giving us these false terms, and we debate those false choices all day long and never arrive at any true solutions. 100 years ago, we didn't discuss things in terms of right-wing or sinister or left-wing. All we discussed was freedom versus slavery, liberty versus tyranny. It didn't matter what form of government was, a plutocracy, or if it was a monarchy, or a dictatorship, or an imperial system. People understood, under this system, do we have freedom, or do we have tyranny? Today, the general public can't even have these discussions because the dominant media and the culture for the last 100 years has been salted and seeded with this whole left-right debate, and so we debate the window dressing of the left and the right, never the real issues, and we never show that the same corporate interests that are not free market but operate as a global crime syndicate are controlling the government to then socialize our wealth through taxation and pay our wealth into their coffers through the government mechanisms. So it is a tool of consolidation. Of neo-feudalism, that is neo-feudalism, here on the worldwide serf plantation or reservation. It's all about consolidation of wealth. It's all about control. It's about getting everybody either into welfare or into debt or into the criminal justice system or into the psychiatric system or into the military where your rights are waived or your rights are relinquished predominantly. It's all about. It's what the mob always wanted, your classical, you know, New York City, Chicago, Cleveland mob. You know, take a loan from me. Let me get into your life. Let me in. You know, the vampire in Fables tricks you. Oh, mind if I come in? You know, and then once he's got that authorization, that's a little rule he's got to follow. They are a society of parasites. They are an institution of parasites that have become cancerous and are now truly damaging the host, but because of the very nature of the parasites and the overbreeding of the parasitical system, they don't know how to stop. And you're saying, what does this have to do with peak oil? It's simple. There are real environmental crises. The genetic engineering is the worst. They're changing the true fabric of the biosphere. They're doing things that do threaten life on this planet, that do threaten the delicate balance of life. Life that will go on, but getting out of balance could cause us major problems. The dumping in the ocean of any chemical that governments or corporations want to, unabated, is a major problem. The sodium fluoride and other toxic metals and compounds that's being put in our drinking water. That's a major environmental crisis. The point is, all the real environmental crises are being ignored. Meanwhile, you have the modern environmental movement started about 100 years ago by the Rockefellers Foundation and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and they wrote handbooks. This has come out in the Carnegie Foundation documents of how to use environmental movements to get control of private property and then to give that property to the state or private corporations. Again, it's about feudalism. It's about control of resources to control the population, because if you don't control the resources, new middle classes are going to form that will then grow into new elites that will threaten the power monopoly of the dominant elite. Again, we go back to feudalism and serfdom. 90%+ of the land was owned by the nobles, owned by the king. You weren't allowed to use them. Handbooks were written on how to keep your serfs at subsistence level, barely being able to feed themselves, because if you can do that, they'll be easily controlled. They don't want new markets or new ideas or renaissance to occur. And so they've created all these excuses or pretexts to reconsolidate. Communism was created by the globalists. We have the environmental movement that was hijacked from naturalist and conservationist and wildlife lovers and turned into a tool of the state and the corporations that control it. And always when you read a UN handbook or you listen to one of these top strategists at a university setting giving a lecture, or you tune into NPR and you hear them say, America's had it good too long, we're going to lose our standard of living and it's good, and they pose it in prose of, oh, it's to be fair to the third world, it's to help the third world, where in truth, globalization that they promised us milk and honey with has truly destroyed our economic and industrial base, and even to a great extent our service base. And so debt is expanding, opportunities are shrinking. And so now into the next phase of that, they're saying, okay, things are going to get worse for you, but this is what you deserve because you lived out of your means. When in truth, it is a consolidation of that wealth. 4% of the population in America had half the wealth of the planet. Now that wealth is being radically transferred to the elite corporations that, again, aren't concerned about, quote, making money or free market. They're concerned about establishing and consolidating power at a governmental level. They're bigger than governments. And so your freedom, your wealth, your free market threatens them. And now because we're so far along in this consolidation and you're feeling the pinch, you're feeling the brunt of this, they say, oh, this is all about to get a lot worse, not because of global government and modern neo-mercantilism for the modern feudal state. No, it's because we've run out of resources. We've run out of water, fresh water, they're saying, which is ridiculous. We're running out of fossil fuels. We're running out. Oh, we don't have new clean-burning renewable energy sources, which is a fraud. So this is what, if you look at where all of the people pushing, all of the big main proponents, main supporters of the peak oil conspiracy theory, if you look at where they're getting their funding, it's through big environmental groups, it's through international finance cartels. If you look at the chain of funding, it's coming from these very institutions. Because now they want to create artificial scarcity and tell you there's no water, tell you there's no oil, tell you that there's no more land, so that you will accept restrictions on a little bit of private property and private capital and private energy that's out there. The truth is, we're awash in oil. They find giant fields on a monthly basis. The truth is, they've come out decades ago with all these advanced forms of renewable energy, and we could switch over. But the truth is, we're not going to be switching over if they have their way. they are going to restrict the fossil fuels, keep us on a fossil fuel system, and create a worldwide crisis where everything is fed through their institutions, through their corporations, for an even greater consolidation of the wealth. They're going to put us into the compact cities. They're saying they're going to do this. They're going to restrict our access to the rural areas over half the country. You will not be allowed to go there. They are going to bring in a total feudal state. And they're going to sell it to you and sell it to you on the idea that all of this is being done because we're out of resources. But mind you, not let us shift over to the new technologies. Even if there weren't resources of the last wave type, fossil fuels, which there are, by the way, even if it was true, though, that we had peak oil problems, you know, running out of oil, even if it was true that in 2 years we're going to hit peak production and then it goes down from there, even if that was true, they have technologies all over the place. We have technologies everywhere that we could cleanly and easily shift over to in the next 15 years. But that's not going to happen. This elite is going to create an artificial crisis with the resources that they control, and then through your mad dash to get those resources that the entire technological civilization has been built on, you'll have to have them, and they will consolidate many powers greater, many levels exponentially greater than we're seeing right now. When you look at it, it's a beautiful plan. You know, we talk about De Beers, owned by the Oppenheimers. Diamonds are hardly, they're almost not even in the semi-precious area of gems. We've had top diamond experts on. They admit giant warehouses in England and France. I mean, warehouses full of giant crates of diamonds. Diamonds lay all over the ground, all over Africa. And they brag about it. I saw a New Yorker magazine article years ago where they bragged, oh, yeah, you know, diamonds aren't even really semi-precious. But there's a worldwide monopoly on them, so you'll pay $8,000 for a carat and a half diamond for your wife because she's just got to have it. Okay, take that little paradigm, that window into creating false scarcity, and magnify it hundreds of thousands of times to energy. All right? Something that isn't a rite of passage symbol that you've got to have for anniversaries and weddings and engagements. No, we're talking about something now that they've built the roads. They've built the systems, they've designed the cities, they've designed the suburbs, they've designed the factories, they've designed the entire technological grid to run off this, and now they're going to tell you that they don't have any more, and so you're going to have to pay through the nose, and so the entire economy, GDP, development funds, everything is going to be shifted into this paradigm of peak oil, integrated with the phony modern environmental movement to create a new dark age. And you read what these top think tank phony environmentalists are saying. Oh, yes, we're going to have world government because of this crisis. And we're going to have to restrict what people can have and do and say and how many resources we can use because of this. And, oh, it's sad, but we're going to have to reduce. We're going to have a humane way to get rid of 80% of the people. And this is out being pushed all over the place, across the board. And we're just sitting here buying into it, believing it. It is a fraud. And, folks, for people that don't live in Texas, that don't have family, you know, in the oil business, from people that work at refineries to roughnecks, to folks that are geologists, it is a joke. It is rolling in the aisles. Ridiculous when you talk to an oil expert about this. It is so ridiculous. But the IMF and World Bank, we got their documents almost 4 years ago where they bragged about creating artificial scarcity in Latin America with water. They'll come in, the IMF will get control of the water supply, turn it off. And they say by turning it off for a week, the people will then accept the quadrupling in prices the week after. But if we just quadruple the prices, they'll throw a fit. But if we turn it off and say there's no water, then a week later they'll accept quadrupling overnight. I mean, they have manuals on this. They have interdepartmental memos on it. Their own chief economist quits and tells you this. But still, people ask me, is peak oil real? No, it's not real. But even if it was, notice the peak oil people tell you, oh, there's no way to fix this. It's all over. There's no way with the fuel cells. There's no way with the solar. They got solar systems for your car that you paint onto it. They're like 5 to 10 times better than anything that they had a year ago. I mean, it's a fraud. Cars that go 150 miles an hour, they're not going to let you have that. This is a way to bring in neo-feudalism, to get total control of you, to totally micromanage you. The globalists have said it. Having giant middle classes threatens the elite's power monopoly, and they're not going to allow it to happen. They're going to have their little minions in Rolling Stone, a pro-New World Order publication, come out and sell you this lie. Well, we're going to expose it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got loaded phone lines, and I'll try to jam a few in if I have time. I don't know if I will. I really just want to talk about Terry Schiavo Schindler here at the end. In fact, I apologize. I just don't have time to take calls here in this last 5 minutes. Call me back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Wanda and Mike and Tim and Brad and everybody else, I apologize. I just don't have time. Poor Terry. They basically have already killed her. 9 coming up on 10 days. No food or water. She's bleeding. Got her on morphine because it's so painful. one of the most painful deaths out there. But, you know, we got a news media that tells us that mercury is nutritious. We've played that clip before where they say on the local news, mercury, the doctors now say, is actually nutritious for children. So be sure and give it to them in their shots. I mean, up is down is up. They said giving her water might hurt her last Friday on the news. I actually heard it on USA Radio Network. Giving her water might be bad for her, might hurt her, so we're not going to give her water. They actually said that. I mean, see, it's just getting so out of control. And the next few days, Terry mercifully will die and hopefully go to her creator. And, you know, now if people bust in there to, quote, save her, it's not going to save her. She's pretty far gone, folks, and when they start bleeding. And as everybody said, you can't kill a dog this way, but they've already basically killed her this way. They administered the last rites. There's been an 8.2 earthquake in the same spot they had one on December 26th, and continue to watch that. Is this a precursor to an even bigger one? We'll watch this in the next few days and weeks as it develops. On the peak oil situation, I've studied this. You know, I wouldn't tell you what I thought about it in the last year. I said I was leaning towards it being a fraud. And now I've looked at all the documents and gone over it. Fits the classic MO. It's another way to control society. See, they've reached the point in global government now where it isn't about free market. It isn't about buying, selling, and trading. The globalists have gotten such dominant control now over institutions and governments and corporations that now it's a mopping up procedure. They've got us all in debt more than we'll ever get out of. They've just at record levels. They've got the police militarized. They've got the borders open. They've got the sovereignty disappearing. They've got Americans being arrested in droves for violating foreign laws in this country. It's all here. And now they just got to start taking the base resources away, forcing us into government help. That's the final march of incrementalism. So many, quote, patriots we could trust from over the years are now telling us, peak oil's real, it's all over, we're all dead. Only global government can save us. So I'll be talking more about this in the days and weeks to come. In the last minute and a half of this broadcast for this Monday, my new film, Martial Law, is out. It's my best work, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. And I want each and every one of you to get it. We cover the latest police state developments, the hover blimps, the secret police, the sound cannons, the arrest of media. An hour on 9/11, most powerful 9/11 film out there, bar none, and that's just an hour of the 2.5 hour plus film. The last hour is what makes the globalists tick, the Nazi death cult, and the cult that founded that, that basically runs our society. We prove it unequivocally. It is totally documented. And so we go A to Z in this new film. It's my best work. Call toll free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or order a hard copy via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. A dozen of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV shows, best audio interviews. It's all posted there, prisonplanet.tv. So get Martial Law, order a hard copy, make copies, get it out to people. All our affiliates, to our sponsors, you the great listeners, I love you to death, the great folks running the broadcast, to everybody, thank you. And God bless you all, and God bless Terry Schiavo Schindler.